I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Finals week this week, unfortunately. Another one ejected into the swamp last night. That was Poe Ling Yao. We've got Poe on the Dog and Bone. G'day, Poe. How are you?
G'day. I'm so well, thank you.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, you're always smiling. You've got a fantastic attitude with life, which is what I love about you, Poe. I love the work that you do on TV and that sort of thing. But I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That time in the jungle must have been a little bit difficult. How'd you find it?
I loved it. I think, you know, the thing that remains with you the most, surprisingly, is not all the crazy trials. It is the friendships. And people talk about them all the time that have been on the show. But it's the real deal with a celebrity. I think it's because we are somewhat bonded by the trauma. But also just that we do have to basically organize ourselves like a real family would, you know. And the thing that people don't realize what makes it so positive is that we're playing for each other, not against one another.
Very, very true. What was the most difficult thing about being in the jungle, you reckon, Poe?
For me, it was probably, I'm actually quite introverted, which a lot of people might not expect. And so when you're living with that many people, which I haven't for a long time, well, I never have. I've never done it before. Oh, actually, when I was on MasterChef, maybe.
Yeah.
But it is quite a thing to get used to have to manage so many different personalities and, you know, understand you're not the centre of it. It's like all of us trying to live cohesively together. So that's probably one of the hardest things. But, of course, all the regular things, you know, like you don't have as much food as you usually have. And everything's difficult. Going to the toilet is a thing, having a shower. It's like all inconvenient.
Very, very true. That slip and slide looked like a lot of fun. Not to mention, of course, the pie in the face looked interesting. Of course, you went to the Big Top. You had to guess how many snakes were in the mystery box. How'd you find that experience?
I actually don't mind snakes. So, I mean, it's still very, very intimidating. All your instincts are firing when you have to stick your hands in a hole where you, the unknown. So I think once I knew what they were, I was actually relatively calm about it. Having said that, they are wild animals. So, you know, you can't really predict what's going to happen, as we saw with Tony Parent last year.
Very, very true. Look, I mean, obviously it's all about raising money for your charity, essentially. What can you tell us about your charity, Poe?
Okay, so my charity I'm very, very, very passionate about because being a migrant coming to Australia and being able to receive an education was the main reason why my parents brought me to Australia. So,
yep.
You know, I obviously feel so indebted to the country and I really want our First Nations kids to be able to have those opportunities. And Yellery is the organisation and it started by an Aboriginal man and his wife, Waverley Stanley and Lou Mullins. And it's a really inspiring story, his. And it's all about trying to create generational change, which is a big thing that we have to think about.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Well, Poe, thank you so much for joining us here. Shame to see you didn't make it through to the grand finale. Of course, that's happening this coming Sunday. Looking forward to that. The grand finale. Someone will be crowned king and queen of the jungle. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on 10 and also 10 Play on Demand. You're a superstar. Loved you on this particular season. And thank you so much for joining us here today, Poe.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.